Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying. Many patients hospitalized at the Shanghai Public Health Clinical Center are seniors, and the center has been treating them with individually customized plans. Many of the patients that have been treated and discharged are more than 90 years old. Some of them are even over 100. Li Shuran has more.
The Shanghai Public Health Clinical Center has treated more than 1,100 patients over the age of 60 since March, accounting for nearly a quarter of the total number of patients they've treated. A total of 838 patients have been discharged so far, the eldest of whom is 107 years old.
What's special about the patient is that she is very aged and has multiple chronic diseases. This brings great challenges to our clinicians in terms of the safe and rational use of medications during treatment.
As of 12 p.m. April the 21st, there were 293 patients over the age of 60 at the center, of which 114 were over the age of 80. The center has adopted a one-person, one-plan policy for the severe cases, as well as multi-department joint rounds and consultations to better deal with chronic diseases. The Public Health Clinical Center has also accepted a nearly 700 pregnant patients, most of which were showed either mild or no symptoms. 86 children have been born at the center since March the 1st. Only two of them tested positive for coronavirus.
We set up a separate buffer area to take care of the 84 newborns that tested negative for coronavirus. We also have a green channel, through which they are sent to the neonatal ward at Fudan University Children's Hospital in Minhang District. They are treated as close contacts and kept under medical observation there. Once they are confirmed as negative through a second PCR test, we'll send them back to their families.
As for newborns who test positive for the virus, they will stay at the center and continue to be monitored by a professional pediatric medical team. Li Shuran, Shanghai Live.
Shanghai has stepped up environmental disinfection measures in risky areas to further decrease the risk of the virus spreading. The fire department and the sanitation authority are working every day to disinfect the streets and garbage bins. Li Shuran, once again.
At 9 a.m. today, the fire brigade in Minhang District helped to disinfect two residential communities in Meilong Town. The doorknobs and elevator buttons are the key areas to be cleaned and disinfected, since they are touched by people frequently. The Xuhui Fire Brigade dispatched a team of 11 people to disinfect the homes of people who tested positive for coronavirus. Each location requires 40 to 60 minutes on average to complete. So far, local fire brigades across the city have conducted more than 400 disinfections, covering over 100 million square meters. The city's sanitation department also sends out vehicles to disinfect the streets and garbage bins every day. In Yangpu District, a team of 200 has been working on the roads within the district in sections.
We'll disinfect the key local sites in our 12 sub-districts, covering nearly 600,000 square meters, once every 1 to 2 days, no longer than 3 days.
In Hongkou, local sub-districts are also making sure that garbage is collected from people's homes. This residential building in Hongkou District is under lockdown, and all the household trash is required to be collected and disinfected.
We'll disinfect the trash first, take the garbage, and then disinfect the collection area to curb the spread of the virus.
Two transports pick up the trash from residential communities. More than 1,600 bags of garbage are collected each day, and professional teams have also been brought in to enhance the disinfection work. Li Shuran, Shanghai Live.
Going digital has been crucial for companies wanting to improve business in Shanghai during the extended lockdown. Many small and medium-sized enterprises in the city are now trying to introduce more digital technologies to create new opportunities and industrial patterns. Zhang Yu has more.
Many Shanghai-based SMEs, including this new materials maker, are working to apply AI technology. The company hopes it can alleviate labor and supply shortage pressures caused by the ongoing lockdown.
Previously, we only introduced digital technologies to part of our production lines. The performance didn't match our expectations. If we fully apply digital technologies to production, inventory management, and delivery, our operation will be more efficient.
There are some major problems like a capital shortage and lack of professionals to overcome. But digital technology experts say the uncertainty caused by COVID-19 and the merits of AI have encouraged companies to speed up their digital transformation.
For example, companies are likely to get results when applying AI technology in scenarios like quality testing and safety management.
Some SMEs have already benefited from the digital transformation. These circuit board makers' improved production lines can produce more than 10 different circuit boards for everything from medical equipment to automobiles. And as the company's factories nationwide can share information online, its Shanghai factory's orders can be shifted to other regions during the ongoing lockdown.
By using digital technologies, managing things can be done online and our factories can share production information. That means our factories in other regions can pick up orders from the factory here by producing products with exactly the same quality.
This raw materials trading platform is also one of the beneficiaries. Its trading volume has increased during Shanghai's lockdown, with more than 2,000 daily active users making purchases.
Digital technologies help us connect with suppliers around the world, and our clients can find the warehouses stocking the materials they want.
The local government has also been helping more Shanghai-based SMEs with their digital transformation. The city's SME service center say it is now offering guidelines and application scenarios to those companies wanting to digitalize their businesses. Zhang Yue, Shanghai Life.